You're listening to a podcast of the Annie and Ando Show.
Well, 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 it's time for Australia's favourite game show. That's right, it's time for
Paper, Scissors, Jock!
And as always, we're joined by our contestants, the fabulous Annie and Ando. Annie and Ando, come on down.
Oh, Annie Louie, it's that... Monday's come around so fast, and as I get dressed, as I'm standing there, Nikki Nuna, as the lovely D. Mason calls it, I love that term, Nikki Nuna, and I go, what am I going to do? Am I going to wear paper, adult diapers? Am I going to wear scissors? No, that means cut my jocks off.
Don't cut the wrong thing off.
Yeah, no, that means no jocks, so fancy free. Or jocks, am I going to wear my regular jocks? And then we get to decide and pick.
It is a psychological game, and I was thinking I'm going to do a mathematical tree diagram to check out the possibilities, the probabilities. Maths is not my strong suit, neither is English, clearly. But I was going to say, if you just had a multiple choice scenario like we do here, what's the chances of us both getting something correct, and what's the chance of someone actually winning? So I have yet to run those tests.
50%.
What do you mean?
There's three options. 33.33.
We'll work it out. Let's play.
All right. I'll go first this week. Annie Louie, I'm looking at you've got your nice tight black jeans on.
I did tell you they're even tighter this week because I washed them.
Do you lay on a mattress with a coat hanger to do the zipper up?
No. Shoehorn myself into them. No.
Like your old Fabergés.
No, just jump into it.
Oh, careful.
The jump.
You don't want to
stretch.
Jump too far and all of a sudden split yourself in half. Ouch.
Like a magician, yes.
Yes. So if you're jumping in them, you've gone no undies. You've gone scissors, I reckon, the last 2 weeks.
Because they're so tight. Yes.
And these ones are so tight. I don't know if there's room for anything else in those jeans, but I don't reckon you're going to go for a third because after this show, we've got some moving and shaking to do. So I reckon you've gone your regular jocks, Annie Louie.
Oh, he's getting too good. He's becoming too powerful. He's correct. He's unstoppable.
Yes. There was no way you were going to be bending over equipment.
That's very good. Yeah.
Yeah, if you remembered that we've got it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You can't hedge your bets on that. I'm pretty forgetful.
That is normally my go-to is I look at you in the eyes when I play the sting and go, has she remembered it's Monday? All right, your turn.
Okay. Can you scoot back on your chair, please?
Sure.
Oh, yes, back with the...
Black jeans.
Torn denim. Do you own anything else? No, I'm just kidding.
Maximum two times a week I wear these jeans. That's all I
need. They're good. You have inspired me. But I can't find any ones that are any good for my knees. You know, they just don't look good on me. I look like a teeny bopper trying too hard.
You told me the other month that torn jeans are no longer in fashion.
I didn't say that, did I?
Yeah, I think you said your sister Anna, good morning Anna, said something about you don't wear torn denim anymore. I can't remember. Mm.
Well, I apologise, but you're still
can?
You're still cool, yeah.
Okay.
I think you... What did you do last week? Remind me.
Last week I went regular jocks.
Yes,
so I had
yes,
my
yes.
pink tradie undies on.
Mm. I think you've gone fancy free because it's been a while.
Annie Louie, it's been a while since I've gone fancy free.
Yes!
Correct! We are both winners
today. Run the tree diagram on that.
Wow, that's so cool.
Well, you sound sarcastic. You probably wanted to win, but a draw, I'll take it. That is good.
Though I didn't think about moving furniture after this show.
So sucker.
Apologies if you get a bit of plumber's crack.
Apologies to our technician, Michael, who's going to see a lot of that today.
Plumber's crack.
Mm-hmm.
He's just decided to come in earlier. It's Tuesday morning, and Tuesdays, you know what that always is? My favourite segment where we slide in someone's kitchen, Annie Louie.
You say favourite to every one of the things that we do.
So what if I say favourite to everything, does that mean I like my job?
Why do you look so hoity-toity?
What have you got in your kitchen for me today?
Today we're going around the world and taking a look at street food because we just mentioned some of the markets that serve various street food. The top 10 has some surprising inclusions, and I asked you, Ando, to give me a few of the items you think might be on the list.
Yeah.
What did you come up with?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
On the top 10 list?
Mm-hmm. What else?
Hot chips. I love a good hot chip. I feel like some right now, actually.
I don't remember seeing any hot chips served at any street markets I've been to.
Oh. What are those long Spanish donuts?
Churros.
Yuck.
Oh.
Sorry,
like
that was...
a churro.
Oh, you know when you're gagging for a hot jam donut and all they've got is the ones that don't get filled? How do you ask
like
for extra
it.
Jam
give,
in the middle with those ones?
Dipping sauce. They give chocolate on the side. I think it's yummy. Anything else you want to lock in?
Kebabs.
Kebabs. You got two of those correct. Burgers and hot chips is on the list. And I'm surprised by that because would you call that a street food? It's not very
burgers and
exotic.
Hot chips.
Yeah. Hamburger in the US is one of the most popular. And fish and chips as well. Made it
from
to,
a street stall.
Yeah, street stall. That was number nine. I did get a really good fish and chip in Scotland, though, from a street vendor.
That's the only bit of Scottish I can speak. It depends where I am. I don't think it's a racist thing. If I'm in Salamanca Market in Hobart, Tasmania, and they've got scallop pies out of the van, I'm there. I'm there with both hands open, ready to go. If I'm in a country that looks a bit dirty or has a reputation for not that you shouldn't eat their street food, well, I then probably aren't buying from a vendor stall. But if it's, I don't think Italy have food vans. I was going to say if it's
good point.
If it's a pizzeria in Florence, then again, both hands on there. I don't know.
Yeah, they like eating outdoors, so it's kind of like a cross between both. Like you can get ice cream out of a window if you want it. Number 10.
Gelato.
Number 10, pad thai. Mm. 9 was the fish and chips. 8 is... Baozi.
The
world's top 10 street food. I don't know who really ranks them, but...
So, sorry, that number 8 was Bao.
Taste Atlas, Bao, which can comprise of a lot of different things because in the
like
picture
San
here, that's a dumpling, what they've shown there. So, I don't know.
You're very dumpling... rule based. I said to you the other day that I had a pot sticker and you go, I hate how they call them pot stickers.
Well, a Shaolong Bao is, I guess it's got Bao on at the end, but that's a dumpling.
Like a San Chow Bao.
No, that's, see, that's Bao too, and that's a lettuce cup. So Bao is very
or a pair
wide range.
To you.
Yakitori, that's part of the street food in Japan.
With mayonnaise, bit of kewpie on the side.
Oh, I love it.
Oh,
love
squirt it all over me.
When it's cooked right in front of you as well, and you can sit up at a different bars and they will have the grill going.
Do they throw it at you?
No, that's teppanyaki.
Oh, I get my yakis all mixed up. Teppanyaki, you shushanyaki.
And a yaki.
Yes.
Pho from Vietnam.
Pho?
Pho. Does that help?
Pho.
Pho.
Pho. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking like fur off the back.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to pronounce it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I learned something.
Haven't you heard, seen all those terrible restaurants with puns in the name with pho?
No. Not at all. Yes, no. I think, look, I'll check.
There's like, you know, all those ones like, are you for real? Or like,
oh, isn't that cool?
Well, Ali Wong in her book says that if there's a pun, it means you shouldn't go there. Burrito, number 5. Street burrito.
Street burrito.
Hamburger comes in at number 4.
Yeah.
Roti, number 3.
Yum. Love a good roti.
Have you been to India?
No, I would love to go. I keep getting told that I won't like it by people that know me.
I
would love to go. And they go, oh, it's smelly and it's so overcrowded. And it's like, well...
A lot of generalisations.
A big generalisation. Certainly in the hotel that I'd like to stay at, it's not.
Yeah. I don't know. This article seems a little skewed. Hamburger came in at 4 and then cheeseburger came in at 2.
They're different things. Remember in my chip challenge one day you had a beef burger and you said cheeseburger and I didn't let you have it. They're different.
There's fumes coming out of my ears right now. I'm mad. Number 1, tacos.
Ah, tacos.
A humble taco. They are good. They're kind of portable. You know, you can have a few in a box, eat them while you walk around at a market.
Soft shell or hard shell?
I like both, depending on my mood.
Do you have beans on yours?
Yes.
My brother-in-law taught me the other month when we're allowed to visit the kids. I make tacos for the kids, my nephews. And so we're having tacos and he goes, oh, I love to put pickled jalapenos on as well. I've never eaten pickled jalapenos in my life. We now go through a jar a month.
Yeah, it's good.
It's great with cheese. It's great on cured meats. It's just suddenly become... And because they don't knock the top of your head off.
Yeah, just enough to make you feel exotic.
Pickled jalapenos. Just big shout out to you. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's the top 10 street foods from around the world. Right now, I am looking at what I think is 3 bags of peanuts, but Ando has...
Not a nut in sight and not a gluten in sight.
Since the dawn of time, humans have ventured into the unknown, and one challenge stands above them all. Many have tried.
What is that?
I got this one.
What do you reckon it is?
There's definitely vinegar.
That is spicy ramen pork.
It tastes like the dirty bit of a prawn head.
I haven't even tasted this. And the aroma is awful. Thank
you. Few have succeeded.
Yeah. Oh, this is awful.
Moroccan spiced chicken and lemon.
Who's naming these things?
No other show would do this. No other show has the guts.
No one has the right
to eat goddamn chips on air.
It's Ando's Chip Challenge.
Sure is, my friends. This is how it works. In front of
I listened back to last week's and there was too much chewing going on, so I'm going to try and limit my chews.
Your chewing?
Yeah, I was like, wow, I went back like 10 times. That's a bit much, Annie.
Well, sometimes I struggle to move. Let me give you some feedback, if that's all right. Sometimes I struggle to move you on to the next bag. You just keep going back
like
and it's like we're here having a little chit-chat while you just eat a bag of chips. So this is how it works. Annie's got in front of her 3 clear bags labelled 1, 2, and 3. Inside them is a chip or chip variety. Today it is...
A peanut.
No, it is not a peanut. So there's a secret element or a second element to this week's. Not only do you have to get the name of the chip or what it is in your hand correct, the flavour name, I also want to know what the product is. You said peanut was your first guess, but that's wrong.
You know, it looks like... You know when you get those mixed... what do you call them? All made of rice.
No.
What do they...
This product is thanks to the Happy Snack Company. And you... Do you want to jump in? Maybe you can guess what the actual item is.
Happy Snack.
Happy Snack.
They're like the runts of the packet of... Like a mixed bag of something.
Like I've gone like to a pub and picked out all the peanuts and what's left in the bowl is some urine and some beer nuts. Do you know they do the tests on those nuts in the pubs?
Yeah, they're dirtier than a toilet seat.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think? She's gone into bag one. She's picking them like she's a little...
What's those squirrel?
Like squirrel, you've got your nuts. You look like the squirrel off Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Satay?
So you're guessing satay for bag number one. Do you know what the product is, like in terms of what they're made out of?
No, that's the thing that's scaring me.
Okay, satay
for bag
one.
What artificial...
Jump into bag two, please.
That's exactly
what I was talking about. You've just gone back to bag number one. Can you move to bag two, please, Annie Louie?
They're like breadcrumbs.
Come on, bag two. They all look the same. There's not a lot of colour variation across the 3 bags.
The third one looks like chili, though. It's red.
Yeah, it's got some red bits
it's
on
aggressive.
It.
Aggressive.
You are.
Shut up.
I never said I was.
Get back in your cage.
Roof. Bag two. Ooh,
salt and vinegar?
Salt and vinegar. God, she was quick. That's the fastest she's ever locked it. Are you locking that in or are you going to change your mind again?
It's so sour.
Sour?
Maybe it's lemon and something.
Lemon and herb.
There's not really a herb. It's mind-boggling that it's not a nut and it's not rice. It's not a vegetable. What are you? What are you?
She doesn't know. You've tried these. The Happy Snack Company. They do come in easy little pouches for kids.
It's going to be the Angry Snack Company in a second.
You are. All right, moving on to bag three, Annie Louie. Bag three, in you go.
It is red.
And there's some red colouring on this, or natural.
Is it natural?
There's no gluten in any of this. If you're looking for a gluten-free treat that's delectable...
It's not spicy, actually, but it has the taste of chilli.
So what are we calling this one?
No, it's spicy. I take that back. Where's my milk assistant?
I'll get you some mashed potato. Warm mashed potato is very good for taking heat out of your mouth.
It's just chilli. I don't like it, but it's...
Just chilli or chilli?
Chilli.
Chilli. Mm. Okay. Let me go to the first question of what the heck are you eating?
What are you? Yeah.
They are roasted fava beans.
Oh! That's why they look like a nut. Oh.
Nice Chianti.
What is that?
Oh, you haven't seen Silence of the Lambs, have you?
No, I don't like
horror
movies.
He has fava beans and Chianti. It's not horror.
Oh. Well, yeah, I see the bean shape now.
Yeah, fava beans. How healthy are you? You thought they were nuts. So, bag one, Annie Louie, you said satay.
Mm.
Satay. The correct answer is pizza. Clearly, they got a little...
Oh, they got excited.
And you think? So they called it... Now that you know it's pizza, do you think it was a bit pizza-y?
No.
Satay. Bag two, Annie Louie, you said it's very sour and you locked in salt and vinegar. Very quick off the mark.
In record time as well.
Oh, that is your fastest. Your taste buds are really growing up.
Oh, salt and vinegar. That's what the first thing I ever had, I think, when I was like a four-year-old. Still haven't changed.
Now, the third bag, Annie Louie, of your roasted fava beans, you said, oh, it's not spicy. Oh, it is spicy.
They should write that on the packet. They should get me to name it. Not spicy. Spicy.
And you locked in chili, just chili. Mm. Nothing else. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is red pepper and chili.
Red pepper, yellow pepper.
Red pepper and chili.
Red pepper and chili. Yeah. You've got to give me that. Ando.
No, sorry.
The listeners will be in an uproar. No. We had supporters. Yes.
You had a supporter last week.
I had a supporter last week. Slide into the DM saying cheeseburger should have been given to me.
Yes, which is why I made that example. When you travelled around the world for the top 10 street vendors and they're listed separately.
You wanted to double down.
Burger, a double down for that kind listener who we do love very much. Mm. But there you go. One from three.
I still disagree that's considered a chip. You gave me beans and tried to pass it off as a chip.
And it'll be the gift that keeps giving all day long, I reckon, Annie Louie. And every Wednesday we have what we call Ask Annie and Ando Anything. This is an opportunity for you to slide into our DMs or email us via Instagram.
Sorry, can I just mention that we got a lovely DM yesterday or the day before?
Monday evening.
And that really changed my whole perspective of what it means to come into the station and be considered essential, because I didn't feel essential until we got this lovely DM saying
it was beautiful, and our thoughts and wishes are with you. You know who you are, and our thoughts and wishes are with you, and big virtual hugs from both of us.
Yeah, because
in a tough time.
Yeah, doing comedy, it's a strange thing. Just coming up, making some jokes, cracking some laughs, but it can change your day.
So you can, or anyone around the world can slide into our DMs or email us via the email button on our Instagram page, which is at Annie and Ando. And every week our producer, the beautiful Judd, gets to pick one of the questions that we get asked, and we discuss it online. Good morning, producer Judd.
Good morning. Yeah. He was also the voice in that promo piece earlier. I wonder, it's a little bit of a mind-blowing experience. Is he there?
I'm just calling him back now live.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
How's things, guys?
Good, boss. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
You're nice pretty and good. Awake and alive.
He sounds
it's
really cuddly this
in.
Morning, doesn't he? Like he's
thank you.
Like razor blades.
Thank you.
Yeah. What have we got this week?
What have
my
you
friend?
Got fished out for us?
It's interesting because I like how you, unfortunately, have become some sort of authority on something. When, look, I'm going to be honest, guys. You guys are not qualified to be the authority on anything.
Wow.
Hey, back it up, big fella. Can I talk to you about dust mites and body fluids on mattresses? I used to work at... Yeah, can I? Yeah.
You're talking to the Captain Snooze over here, buddy. You watch it.
And also, I think we can all agree after last week, probably the king of bogan knowledge. You have a lot of bogan knowledge.
Yeah. Clearly talking about me over here.
Yeah. Want me to play Mr. Brightside for you?
Sorry, I've got to go. There's a dance floor waiting for me.
This one came in, of course, to our Instagram inbox, Annie and Ando. Dear Annie and Ando, more of a request than a question for advice.
Oh.
My boyfriend has a real thing for peeing in the back garden, since it's faster than going upstairs in our house. He says it's good for the plants. I strongly disagree. I know he listens, so can you please tell him on national radio that it's gross and he needs to stop being lazy and stop weeing on my basil? That's from Ollie.
Well, it's changed Ollie. My whole mind about what I was really going to say if Ollie is listening and Ollie's
Do we
partner.
Know Ollie's boyfriend's name?
We do not.
Mr. Wee Wee.
Do you want to make a snake? Well, I didn't do that much stalking, unfortunately.
Mr. Wee Wee.
Mr. Urine.
Maybe not the basil. But remember,
some plants don't like it. I thought lemon trees loved it.
And even then, it's borderline whether it's sexually beneficial for them, and everyone's urine composition varies.
I don't think it's about the plants. I think it's more laziness.
I think it's fabulous. I pee outside a lot. A lot. Is this too much of an overshare? I would wee outside
more. I didn't know you were so al fresco.
When you've got acreage, mate.
World's your toilet.
The world is your toilet because the cows are doing it everywhere. So why dirty a toilet with some splashes and stuff and wastewater when you can just...
Good to see you've got healthy role models.
You look great when you're out there. You've got your chainsaw and you're just... or you're doing.
Please don't tell me you're peeing while the chainsaw's going.
No, I turned it off. I've got chaps on. You've got to sort of pull the front up or drop them. But I am with Ollie's boyfriend that it's kind of... I'm not on the basil. Like, I would... maybe relocate him a little bit.
Sorry, I think that's filthy and I completely disagree because I remember going to a music festival and a guy decided he would was too lazy to go even further out the paddock, just pissed on his own car, on his own car wheel. Like
better than someone else's car. Called, I would get upset if I came
definitely,
back.
Definitely, but it was now, the back left wheel that was designated a toilet for the whole festival.
Can I interject? Annie, is this maybe a little bit of sour grapes because you can't really pee in the garden?
Oh, I've heard of the shiwi, mate.
She's got a shiwi.
There are ways around it, and I choose not to.
Yeah, no, there are ways around it. No, what I want to know about Ollie's boyfriend also, is it just in the backyard or is it now? I'm worried that Ollie's panicking that this is going to come inside.
Into the sink.
Or somewhere else, mate.
Oh, and
what? What did you think I meant, boss?
You know what I think you meant.
I've got no idea. No, it's a fetish. It can
it
be.
It certainly
for some.
Is. Not on my basil, though.
No, not on the basil. And make sure, Ollie, you're washing your basil before you whip up a nice pesto. I've got a great recipe. Just email me if you'd like that.
Could you
I
maybe...
I also hope he's not doing it when guests are over.
No, I don't do it when I guess. If I think about myself... Sorry, Annie, what were you going to say?
Maybe you could set up designated... okay wee times, you know, like sure, you can do it once a day or, you know, maybe you can...
The morning one outside.
Yeah.
That's important because that's normally concentrated. It's been, yeah, your organs have been busy overnight.
Don't. No, listeners don't need to hear this. Come on.
Oh.
There are plenty of charts online to say if your pee is healthy or not. They don't need our medical advice because we're not qualified. But that's my suggestion is allow it... You know, have a little bit of light and shade, you know. Come to a happy medium.
Relationships are about compromise.
Yes. If the boyfriend loves it so much, just let him...
It's freeing.
Do it. Once a day, perhaps like a dog.
We can't agree on this one then, Annie Louie.
Well, then text us in, 0427 Joy 949.
Is it okay to pee outside? Yes, please,
and
actually.
How many times is it acceptable?
Just... okay. Yeah, we do want to know. You can email onair@joy.org.au or slide into our DMs at Instagram because we do want to know. Is it okay to wee outside?
Thanks very much, producer Jard.
You were just listening to a podcast from The Annie and Ando Show. You can find more on iTunes, the Android Store, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.